Welcome to the fourth hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
That's called Punish Me Tomorrow for Loving Her Tonight. Ray Price and all the Cherokee Cowboys for you on the Hits Radio program for tonight. Had a request to play this song from Pretty Miss Norma Jean. Hadn't played this in a long time, and I've always liked her version of this song. Waylon Jennings and Don Bowman wrote this song. Don Bowman was a very funny man. He was a good songwriter, but he also was just a great comedian. And he recorded some very funny albums as well and songs throughout the years. And he wound up, or ended up working for Mo Bandy at Mo Bandy's Theater there in Branson as a comedian for a few years and enjoyed that. And I wound up going to see him. He was very ill the last few years of his life and ended up in a nursing home there outside of Branson, about 30 or 40 miles outside of Branson. And I went to see him just a few months before he passed away. But he had kind of got out of the limelight and wasn't doing a whole lot in the business. But just a tremendous guy. Look up Don Bowman sometime and some of the things that he did. Here's a song that Don and Waylon Jennings wrote, and Norma Jean had a great version of it called Anita, You're Dreamin'.
I guess it's too late now, but some sad and lonely Texas dance hall girl. She's the first one off the dance floor when the fiddle starts to play. Said they play, and she don't care what anybody thinks. She's a sad and lonely Texas dance hall girl who's just trying to bring a smile to this old world. But behind
Johnny Bush and Texas Dance Hall Girl. That's going out to Kenneth Knight up there in Nashville, Tennessee. He asked me to play a little Johnny Bush music for you, and I'll be happy to do that for him. Appreciate Kenneth listening to us on KNELradio.com.
You're a hard habit to break.
You're a hard
habit. After nine.
I'll do it. Thank you.
Like you are hard to break.
Jr. for you. One called Old Habits Like You Are Hard to Break. I'm talking about all this stuff going on. There's just so much going on here now again. The world's back open again, and people are going places and doing things, and shows are going on. And I'm excited about a show coming up August the 27th here in Brady, because Taylor Lynn and Trey Twitty will be doing their salute to Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn at the Palace Theater here in Brady on August the 27th. And we're so excited about that. And we're so excited that Taylor Lynn is going to be visiting with us a little bit about that particular show.
Good morning, Tracy. One of my favorite places in the whole world, Brady, Texas.
And you're coming to Brady. This is exciting. You're going to do a concert at the Palace Theater.
Yes, we're so excited. You know, I love coming there. Of course, I come there and make records with you and see all my friends, but it's been a while since we've played there. I think I played when we released the record a couple of ago, maybe,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
But I haven't played with Trey there. When's the last? Have we ever played there?
Well, you know, Trey came and surprised you at the festival one year, when the record came out a year and a half ago. But actually to do a concert, you've never done a Taylor Trey show here in Brady.
Well, I cannot wait. I hope that you guys can make it.
Well, it's going to be great...
You're going to be in Ohio, but...
I'm going to be there, but I'm sure Charla will be there to take care of things for you.
What about mother and sister?
I'm sure mother and hopefully sister will be there as well.
Okay, and they could bring the dog, Loretta, and we could bring her up for a special appearance.
That's exactly... Well, she just turned 15 last week, so she may not want to participate too much. She's kind of become an old lady, so...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. She bites everybody, kind of like Meemaw. She up there just... You say something she don't like, she's going to get you.
She's going to say... Hey, tell the folks about how the Taylor Trey show, your salute that you do. How did that come about, Taylor?
Well, my grandmother, and for those that don't know, because we haven't said it yet, is Loretta Lynn, and Trey's grandfather is Conway Twitty, and of course they were a dynamic duo forever. And Nemo always did a concert every summer here at the Loretta Lynn Ranch called Remembering Conway, and she would bring his family out to sing and other artists. And Trey was there, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago now, and I heard him sing, and I was like, dang, that guy is good. And so I asked him if he ever wanted to do any duo shows, and I think maybe you were one of the first ones to book us, and we liked each other, and it worked. And so we're going on like 6 years now doing these shows called A Salute to Conway and Loretta. Meemaw would not let us call it a tribute show because she said she ain't dead yet. We ain't calling it no tribute show for her. And we're calling it A Salute to Conway and Loretta, and we sing all of their hits, and, well, not all of them, but we sing a ton of them, and we have about a two-hour show just of hit after hit after hit.
Well, the neat thing about it is you highlight, of course, some of your grandmother's songs yourself, and then he highlights some of his granddad's songs, but then you come back and do the duets, and people seem to really like that.
We have had a great response. I mean... We're booked up until the end of 2023 now. I mean, it's just crazy. You never know if it's going to work or not. And you could just kind of feel it that the people were hungry to hear that good I mean, you know how it is with the classic country music. We were in a time when people really wanted to hear it, and then COVID hit, and we weren't sure, you know, would they still want to hear us when we came back, and it seemed like after that, they wanted it more than ever, you know, to kind of get back to the roots of what made country music great.
Well, and you're touring literally all over the country. I mean, I don't think there's a state that you haven't visited or that you will be visiting in the near future.
Sorry, my little boy just walked up. It says school starts tomorrow, so they're still wild today. I'm on the radio.
Okay. I understand.
Okay.
I understand. So you're touring literally all over the country, right?
Yes, Tracy. Yes. Well, you know where we haven't gone, and I'm dying to go, is like Montana, Wyoming, that area. But yes, we're going everywhere. I think we're going out to Washington State at the end of this year, and Canada. We're going to Italy. We're doing it, Trey.
Man, that's exciting. That is really, really exciting. Now, you're going to be in Brady. I know you've done several Texas shows, but this will be the first show that you've actually done in Brady. And you're doing two performances that day. That's August the 27th, and that's at the Palace Theater here in Brady. And I know you haven't been to the Palace Theater, but it's a neat theater in downtown.
Where is it, Brady? Downtown?
Downtown Brady. It's our old historic movie theater, and they've been doing some live performances. And so this will be a really neat, intimate setting to see you guys. And I know you love to play the big places, but it's also nice to play the smaller places too.
I love the small places in small towns. That's my favorite. That's where I'm from. That's what I love. We love to meet people after the show. I mean, that's what we're really probably the best at, or a little bit better at that than the bigger stuff.
Well, it's going to be great. And once again, that's August the 27th. Tickets are already on sale. I understand they're already selling, so that's great. We love to know whenever tickets are selling in advance, right?
Yes, we do. I mean, you better hurry up and chop on it.
That's right. That's right. Two shows that day, so it's going to be fun. Taylor, where are you heading this weekend?
We're headed to Pennsylvania and Ohio tomorrow. I'm not sure. Clinton County, Pennsylvania, to a fair, and then a theater in Ohio. And then we'll come back, and the kids have their first day of school, their full day Monday. So I'll be back just in time to take them. They're thrilled. We're all thrilled.
So I guess I got to ask you, is it hard balancing everything now? I mean,
terrible. It's actually terrible. I'm terrible at it. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, you already feel like, you know, I think as a mom or just as a parent, you already wonder if you're doing a good enough job. And I'm over here this morning. They do go to school tomorrow for a little bit. And I'm, like, trying to get the school supplies ready. And, like, do I even have their belts, their shoes? Like, I'm washing dishes. I'm washing clothes. I'm trying to get it all going. And then I got to go and, like, get dressed up all weekend. And then I get home at 3 o'clock in the morning Sunday just in time to take them to school. You know, and get them up at 6 a.m. on Monday morning. I'm like, just want to cry. I'm like, am I going to be able to do it? And then you get with God, and you let Him take control, and you let, you know, just like Carrie Underwood says, Jesus take the wheel. Jesus take the wheel.
Exactly. Well, do you tell your grandmother that? I'm sure she probably laughs at you whenever because she's already gone through this for many years.
Well, unlike Doolittle Lynn, my husband is not, you know, open for us to have a live-in nanny. I got Barb half the time, but I think, you know, Gloria really, and, you know, prayers for Gloria, who really helped raise the twins and was the help for Meemaw when she wasn't there. She's not doing too well right now, but, you know, Meemaw, yeah, I mean, she's got plenty to say about it. I mean, it depends on what day it is. Is it the day that I need to spend more time with the family, or is it the day that you work hard and you have to, because that's what we're doing and that's what we ask for. She doesn't let anybody feel sorry for themselves, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a big, long answer, sorry.
No, I love big, long answers. And I've got to ask you before we leave you, though, and I'm asked about this all the time, how is your grandmother doing? How is Loretta doing these days? She's 90. She's 90 years old now.
She's 90 years old, feisty as ever. It's a motocross out here right now, so she's like, you know, you can hear motocross at her house, which is all the way at the other end of the farm. So she's standing out there listening to all 20,000 people on her farm right now. So she's got, again, plenty commentary for that. But she's good. She's still writing. And, you know, I sent you that cute little picture of her the other day. She's just adorable.
She's precious, no doubt. Well, Taylor, we appreciate you being with us here today. And don't forget, August the 27th in Brady at the Palace Theater, Taylor Lynn and Trey Twitty will both be there performing hit songs from both of their grandparents. It's going to be a wonderful day. And it's good to have you, going to be so good to have you back in the heart of Texas, Taylor.
Well, thank you so much, Tracy, and I can't wait to get back in the heart of Texas.
And you know you're one of our favorite people.
Oh, I love y'all so much. I mean, you guys are family to me out there for sure.
All right, have a great show this weekend, and take care of the kids, okay?
Oh, thank you. Talk to you later.
Taylor Lynn, good to have Taylor with us this morning.
Back. Marty Robbins with the girl with gardenias in her hair?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Let me look and let me see if I got that.
I'll sure be listening for it, sir.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
One starry night in a little town in old Mexico, I found my love down by the sea where soft trade winds blow. She came in the night with perfume that sweetened the air, and I lost my heart to the girl with gardenias in her hair. I glanced her way, she smiled and my heart started to sing. She came into my arms and the night became a sweet magic thing. When I held her close, I knew I'd follow her anywhere, and I lost my heart to the girl with gardenias in her hair. We shared through the night our love until the first light of dawn. Then one last kiss, and like a whisper on the wind, she was gone. I go each night to the places where she once spoke my name. Some call me fool, they say I'm chasing only a dream. But I know one day I'll turn and suddenly she'll be there, and I'll spend my life with a girl with gardenias.
I wrote him some words.
I mentioned earlier in the program, Donna Forgo has a new song out, and that's it. One of the Good Guys, and she's got a great CD available, too, called All Because of You. It contains songs that were kind of in the vault, never released, that Donna recorded a few years ago, and she found them after her husband passed away. Her husband produced the record, and it was just shelved and never released, and so she thought it was the perfect time to release it. And she's got a great video on that song, too. So if you get a chance, look that up. It's called One of the Good Guys, Donna Forgo. And I know it's on Facebook and YouTube and all that kind of good stuff. So if you get an opportunity to watch that, I think you'll enjoy it. The great Donna Forgo, still making great music. It's the second annual Heart of Texas Honky Tonk Fest, August the 17th through the 20th at the Ed Davenport Civic Center in Brady, featuring music from Dale Watson and the Lone Stars, the Rocky King Band, the Kinnistons, Landon Dodd and the Dancehall Drifters, Jody Nix and the Texas Cowboys, the Justin Trevino Band and Jeff Woolsey, and the Dancehall Kings. Tickets are now on sale at heartoftexascountry.com. That's heartoftexascountry.com for the second annual Heart of Texas Honky Tonk Fest. Hi, this is Tracy Pitcox with Pitcox Storage. If you're looking for a storage facility for you or your family, we encourage you to give us a call today at 325-456-KEYS. That's 456-KEYS. We have 5 locations in Brady with over 275 units to serve you. Give us a call at 456-KEYS for all of your storage needs. That's Pitcox Storage with 5 locations in Brady.
Back of a Greyhound, just about sundown, I can hear that big engine whine. I've got me troubles aplenty, and drinking Mad Dog 2020, trying to drink her right out of my mind. Now that Houston lady, bitch, she drove me crazy. Then finally, she drove me away. I'm rolling through Arizona, wishing I had never known her and all of her wild Texas ways. I've got to get a little closer to the vine. Yeah.
here from Freddie and Maxine Chambers, who are listening to us tonight in San Angelo, Texas, just up the road. But they're listening to us on KNELradio.com, and I appreciate that. They were letting me know about them seeing the great Hank Thompson whenever he performed in San Angelo. And actually, I think Charlie and I were there that night talking about such a great job that he did, and wanted to know if I'd spin anything tonight by Hank Thompson. And I'm always happy to play a Hank Thompson tune. Here's one called Kindly Keep It Country.
Kindly keep it country, don't want to hear no symphony. Just swear back and let it play them good old songs for me. Don't be hitting them fancy licks, just stick to the melody. Kindly keep it country, that's good enough for me. Out in Oklahoma, when Saturday rode around, everybody went to the Legion Hall about 10 miles out of town. We played them country music, they'd be dancing by the hour. We'd turn that fiddle loose on one and we'd pick the wildwood flower. We'd get a little more progressive, the hands would be around the clock. The steel man doubled on the saxophone and the drummer sang a little rock. We had a man play some way out things, I guess we got carried away. And before too long, that entire throng again, you could hear them say, I'm the king of the country, don't want to hear no symphony. Just swear back and let them play them good old songs for me. And don't be hitting them fancy licks, just stick to the melody. I'm the king of the country, that's good enough for me. Old Logie Joe was a country fan, he was there every Saturday night. He sidled up to the bandstand, he'd tell him how to play it right. He said, kindly keep it country, don't want to hear no rock and roll. None of that fancy uptown jazz and none of that stuff called soul. Don't want to hear no clarinet, none of that slide trombone. There ain't no room for no bassoon, no bugle or xylophone. Just stable the strings and let them ring, get in close to the mic. Loud and strong, play long, and that's the kind of band we like. Kindly keep it country, don't want to hear no symphony. Just swear back and let them play them good old songs for me. Some folks dropped by from way back east on their way out to Disneyland. But the fella they asked when they stopped for gas recommended our country band. We played them a waltz, the do-si-do, we got them up on their toes. They applaud when we are hauled to the San Antonio Rose. When those folks finally get back home to the opera at Carnegie Hall, after that Saturday night with us, it won't be no fun at all. I wouldn't be a bit surprised about halfway through the play that they walk up to that orchestra pit and everybody hear them say, kindly keep it country, don't want to hear no symphony. Just swear back and let them play them good old songs for me. Don't be hitting them fancy licks, just stick to the melody. Kindly keep it country, that's good enough for me. Kindly keep it country, that's good enough for me.
Kindly keep it country, Hank Thompson. For here's one for Jan and Nan. Here's Landon Dodd. He'll be with us for the Heart of Texas Honky Tonk Fest real soon. Looking forward to that. I bet he'll be doing this song out there, as a matter of fact, off of his CD called What Comes Natural to a Fool. Here's the Landon Dodd doing an old song called
I Just Walk the Streets in My Old Hometown Searching for
listening to my buddy Tracy Pitcox on the Hillbilly Hits Radio Show, KNEL 95.3 FM, Brady, America.
Just like shouting.
Loretta for you, one called I'll Fly Away. Play one more song for you before we get out of here tonight. And I've been mentioning the new album that Jerry Lee Lewis has recorded with his cousin Jimmy Swaggart called The Boys from Faraday. So I thought I'd leave you with a song from Jerry Lee tonight. Here's his version of The Old Rugged Cross. New music from Country Music Hall of Famer Jerry Lee Lewis. Good to hear you. I'm back in the studio one more time. And the Old Rugged Cross. That's going to wrap it up for us. I hope you'll visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum this weekend. I look forward to spending some time up there. As a matter of fact, I've been there all week and had people come by all week long from all over. And it's good to have visitors visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. And it's good to have their tremendous volunteers that we have to keep the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum open. 1701 South Bridge Street, right here in Brady, Texas. I'm Tracy Pitcock saying may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. Lost your love, baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry, that you made me cry. You said I deserved just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love. Honey, thanks a lot. Oh, Pete Mitchell. Loretta, also I love to hear you sing, honey.
You wanted a fool and I played the part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little, yeah, we laughed a lot. And you were gone, honey, thanks a lot.
A lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love. Honey, thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNELradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.